Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives. Thank you so much for joining us again on the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And I'm Pastor Kenzie Joyner.
So glad that you guys are with us as we talk about beautiful feet that bring our sinful world to Jesus.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful feet. All right.
Not our feet. Spiritually, but not physically.
Name something that has been simplified so that more people can get involved.
I guess roads.
Roads.
Roads is one way.
Yeah. Any type of processes, right? Any type of line. You know, I think about the Chick-fil-A line.
Oh, they're good.
They're good. They're so fast.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A's got the best setup.
Who has good
food?
They can
get a lot of people.
Whataburger has good food. Terrible.
Their lines are very good.
So bad. They could take a note from Chick-fil-A. Okay, so you got the good old fast food line. The Chick-fil-A fast food line's pretty quick. What else? What's something else that has been simplified so more people can get involved?
Parking.
Parking. Yeah. There's good parking areas. Some bad parking
some
areas.
Some not so good.
That's right. That's right. Big shots way up on the... There's a whole section of the parking lot that people will not park in because they're afraid their car is going to get hit by a golf
this
ball.
That's true.
Not very simplified.
Yeah, we're going to go behind where they
hit
the ones.
Let's see if there's anything else that's been simplified.
I don't know. Like in the grocery stores, you still have the checkout people, but they have self-check.
Got the self-checkout.
And there's a bunch of them.
That's true. That's true.
And they work a lot better than they used to.
That's true. I prefer to shop at Aldi because I feel like Aldi has simplified the grocery shopping process.
It's true.
And they've shoved it into a much smaller store. It's a lot easier to get
around.
It's
true. And now they have self-check, too.
That's true. They do have the self-checkout. All right. So let's go back to the roads example. Or honestly, any of these. Mm-hmm. Have you ever pulled up to a Chick-fil-A to be disappointed that it's under construction? It's never happened to you? That's happened to me.
So.
That's the worst. You put it in your GPS and you're like, all right, Chick-fil-A. And it says closed. And it's like on a Tuesday, and you're like, there's no way it's closed. We're going
only
there
on
anyway.
Sundays.
And then you pull in, and it's under construction. That's the worst.
Nah, I haven't done that.
That's the worst. Have you ever been to Aldi before they've loaded the shelves?
Nope.
Oh, it's unfortunate. It's an unfortunate timing.
Another time.
Yeah, because you get there, and you got the list of all the things that you like from Aldi. Aldi's kind of, it takes a little bit to adjust to Aldi. When you get there, because they don't have a lot of the name brands.
It's a little different.
So you got to figure out what you like and what you don't like. And then once you figure it out, it's pretty disheartening when you get to Aldi. And they don't have those anymore. The white cheddar cheese puffs. My daughter is very upset when there are no white cheddar cheese puffs.
Yeah.
She's not happy about that.
I really like those too.
It happens. road construction. We don't have any road construction going on in Springfield right now. That would be frustrating in any way. On South Campbell and James River. That's not the worst intersection.
It's been going on for I don't know how long.
So it's painful, right?
It's rough.
When things are under construction, they're changing, they're not prepared that they're the way that they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Paul is taking in this passage that we've been looking at, he is proposing that there's actually a really easy road that people can take to be saved.
Yeah. Yeah.
A really easy road. Have you ever found that people, they maybe they've been introduced to the church, they have concepts of Jesus, and they're really, really interested, but maybe the process has been complicated?
Yeah, yeah. They feel like there's so much they have to do and understand before they can be in Christ.
And that's the phrase I've heard a lot is, man, I just don't feel like I'm good enough yet.
to really do this.
I don't know enough.
I don't know enough. That's right. Or I've still got all this other stuff going on.
I need to get rid of some stuff.
That's right. I need to get rid of my drugs before I can turn to the Lord. Yeah. I need to get rid of my sex addiction before I can turn to the Lord. I need to stop seeing four women before I can turn to the Lord. Like, there's all of these.
Like, it's a good idea, but.
That's good. Yeah. But it doesn't have to be that way. Do those things need to change?
Yes.
Absolutely. But it's not that we'll have there. To sort things up. It's kind of like, I make fun of, so we have, I know some people that they work high-level jobs, and so, and high hours because of it, and so they'll have a house cleaner that'll come once every 2 weeks or so to do deep cleaning stuff because they're working really hard.
Yeah.
And so I always make fun of these individuals because they clean their house before the house cleaner comes.
Because to get it in order.
Because they don't want their house to look messy for the house cleaner. That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. But they clean.
They're trying to save themselves the embarrassment.
I guess.
The cleaner who's used to cleaning dirty houses.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Either.
Zero sense in my mind. Okay.
Might as well just finish cleaning.
You might as well just do it all. But that's where a lot of people are. You cannot clean your life up enough to be worthy of what Jesus did on the cross for us.
Nope.
You can't.
Nope.
It's not possible. Mm-mm. Cannot do it. Nope. You could be the most perfect person in the world and still not be good enough.
Correct. Because there's still a flaw somewhere.
That's the podcast. Thank you for joining us
today. That's about it.
You're not good enough. Thank you. Thank you very much. No.
You can't be good enough nor bad enough.
That's right. There is, and this is a quote, and I don't know. Some people attribute this to C.S. Lewis. I'm not sure who this is attributed to. And it's not that Jesus died on the cross to make bad people good. Hmm. He died on the cross to make dead people alive.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's really the focus that we want to do today. Okay, so this is Romans 10, verse 14. It says, "How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching?" All right. We're going to talk a little bit about some good old Greek teaching style.
Yeah.
You know, Socratic method almost here. Mm-hmm. So Paul was a Jew, but he implemented the Greek-like linear thinking for the sake of missions. Here's the process, okay? So they can't call on Jesus for salvation because they haven't believed.
Yeah.
But you can't believe in something if you've never heard of it.
Correct.
And you can't hear about it unless somebody's talking about it. So we need people to give and go so that the preaching, the hearing, and the believing can take place.
Yeah, it's pretty linear.
Pretty straightforward.
I think that's pretty linear.
It's a pretty simple path. You get in, you pull into Chick-fil-A, you either choose the left lane or the right lane.
Yeah.
You pull up. Within 2 minutes, somebody's already taken your order, no matter how many cars were in front of you.
Yeah, they're out there with their tablet.
You pull up to the next person, and they say, "What type of sauces would you like?" Chick-fil-A sauce is the only correct answer. You don't ask for any other sauce.
Polynesian.
You only ask for Chick-fil-A sauce. And you take,
saved people ask for Polynesian
and you, sauce. And you take as many sauces as they will give to you.
Correct.
And that is the statement that I have actually told them many times. How many can you give me?
I want everything.
I want as many as you can give me. And I think the limit is 3 or 4 per meal.
That makes sense.
I could probably eat 6 of them. But the limit is 3 or 4 per meal. And so, you know, you might as well
you
just
probably have some at your house.
I do have some at my house.
I know you do.
And so you pull through. They give you the sauce. You go up to the next part. They hand you your drinks immediately when you get to the window.
It's true.
Every time.
With a straw.
And with a straw. They don't mess it up either. It's always right.
It's true.
Most of the time. Almost. And then they give you your food and you're gone. And it seems like it only takes 5 minutes. Doesn't matter how many cars are in front of you. It's a 5-minute process.
It's the quickest process in the fast food business.
It's amazing.
Yes.
So simple, concise, smooth. The same thing is true for finding Jesus. It's simple, concise, and smooth.
As long as the church is...
Oh, ouch.
As long as we are helping this process along. And that's why, you know, missions in May is important.
That's right.
Because we're just helping the process along.
Right.
Not just in our local area. We have things we do to help people get saved in our local area, but all over the world through Surge and sending people on missions, helping missionaries go, helping people plant churches in different nations. That is part of what we do as the church to help this process so people can hear, believe, have someone to preach.
That's right. So in the line, our Chick-fil-A line, you got the person who takes your order and your payment. You got your person who gives you your sauces and napkins and whatever else you need.
This person, I don't see this person in my head.
You don't see the sauce person?
I'm not sure.
They got the rack with all the different boxes, and they hand you your sauces.
I got you.
Usually when the weather's good is when the sauce guy's
out there. They're rare in my
And then experience. You've got the person who gives you the food. Most of the time, the sauce person gives you a receipt. That's the... At least in the Chick-fil-A
that we go to. And they
all
say, my pleasure, when they say thank you.
They do that. And so you go through this process, and you've got individuals that take care of each part of the process.
Yeah.
All right. So in the process, for people that are coming to know the Lord, what person are you?
Mm.
What person are you? You could be the person that gives and makes it possible for other people to go.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. You could be the person who goes.
Yeah, we have opportunities to go.
Lots of opportunities.
Yeah.
Not just overseas, here locally as well.
True.
But we've got opportunities to go. And then not just the person that goes, but you could be the person that might be preaching.
Yeah.
You might be the one that is speaking the word of God so that people can be pierced and convicted
by the Holy Spirit. Or giving your
testimony. Giving your testimony.
Of how you came to know Jesus.
That's right. And then that gives them the opportunity to then respond to what the Holy Spirit is doing in it. In their hearts. So whatever that process is, whatever part of the process that you're in, we want to affirm you this morning and say it matters.
Yeah.
And it makes a difference. Because God is in control. But he's so in control that he might have ordained you to be the person to share the gospel with that person.
That's right.
And so we want to take the opportunities so that people can call on the Lord, they can believe, they can hear, and they can know Jesus. That's what we want.
And be saved.
It's the goal. It is the primary mission so that people can be saved. Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.